B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Hazmat incident at a Woburn restaurant. The latest city getting recreational marijuana shops. Billboard's favorite albums of the decade and Grammy nominations coming out this morning. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Tristan has moved on from Chloe and looks like rappers are his thing now.
Leroy has your sports.
And did Antonio Brown just get himself another chance with your New England Patriots?
But first, three people were hospitalized after a hazmat incident at a Woburn Red Robin yesterday. All of the victims were employees at the restaurant. And this incident happened when someone in the restaurant mixed cleaning chemicals together. And the restaurant had to be evacuated. And you'll remember, this comes close to 2 weeks after a chemical incident at a Burlington Buffalo Wild Wings killed one employee, sent 10 others to the hospital.
I often wonder, is it things like that just for some reason just gain momentum and start happening in streaks, or is it they've been happening
and we
obviously
just didn't know?
Well, obviously the Buffalo Wild Wings, because somebody passed away, brought a lot of attention to it, so now anytime it's starting to happen, it's just getting more and more more in the news.
Somerville, the latest place to be home to some recreational marijuana shops. Licenses have been approved for two of the three proposed shops. Now, they still need to go before the planning and possibly zoning boards, as well as the state's Cannabis Control Commission before final approval, but could be open in 6 months. What are the top albums of the decade? Well, Billboard staff released their list of the 100 favorite albums, and topping the list is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West.
Good choice.
Beyonce's Lemonade was second, followed by Channel Orange by Frank Ocean, and some others you might love on the list. To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar, number 5. Anti by Rihanna was number 7. Beyonce by Beyonce, number 11. Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy was number 13. Kendrick back with Good Kid, Mad City, that came in at 15. And Drake's Take Care was 16. And speaking of music, just a reminder, Grammy nominations will be coming out this morning at 8:20.
And before 8:20, I will predict not only who will get, it's easy to predict who's going to get a Grammy nomination. I'll predict how many Grammy nominations artists will be getting. That's right. I'm putting on my prognostication hat.
Cha-chung.
Because
lock of the week.
You're damn right. Because if I can't have a masturbation hat, I will have a prognostication hat.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Ray J just got put on blast by his wife, Princess, who was 8 months pregnant. It all started when Ray posted a picture of the two of them and their daughter, Melody, and Princess commented, "Left me and Melody stranded in Las Vegas and blocked me from calling. Now you want to post family photos? Hashtag buy ugly." Well, as of last night, Princess had posted on her Instagram story that she had money for a plane ticket, but that her car was in Vegas and she's uncomfortable with the idea of driving alone. Adding, quote, "I'm over 8 months pregnant and I don't want to have to stop for gas or go into labor with all this human trafficking going on." Well, as of this morning, both Ray's posts and Princess's posts have all been deleted. Until now, T.I. has not spoken about the podcast where he revealed that he goes to the gynecologist with his 18-year-old daughter to make sure she's still a virgin. Well, we're about to hear him backpedal, because T.I. did speak with Jada Pinkett Smith for an upcoming episode of her Facebook Watch series, Red Table Talk. Jada says, of course, he does talk about that controversy, but they bring Tiny in and they end up discussing about their marriage and how they've survived all of these years. Actually, that's going to be a really good episode. That is going to air on Facebook Watch on Monday. And 1 week, Tristan's trying to get Chloe back. The next week, he's trying to bag a rapper. The latest rumor is that Tristan is trying to shoot his shot with Megan Thee Stallion. Ooh. Tristan slid into Megan's DMs and invited her to his game the other night, where he played the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. And then the two were seen at dinner at Catch in New York City, a very trendy New York City restaurant. A source says it's not like they're dating yet, but Tristan is definitely trying. Can you see those two together?
No,
I don't know.
No.
Why not? I mean,
Leroy's like, I see her with me.
Yeah. Here's Leroy with sports.
The Bruins bounce back with a win over the New Jersey Devils, 5-1. The Miami Dolphins have released running back Mark Walton after he was arrested yesterday morning after being charged with aggravated battery of a pregnant woman. Allegedly, he pushed a woman into a wall and punched her several times in her face and head. My God. Gronk's announcement yesterday might have been a disappointment, but I have to give this dude credit for his dancing last night with the Laker girls. He had the choreography down. I got to give him credit.
Wasn't bad. He's got help from Camille. Camille's a former Patriots cheerleader.
That's right. Now,
Before I say this, you can go on the Get Up Crew Facebook page and check out the video. You're acting like it was this really unbelievable choreographed Dancing with the Stars dance.
You and I couldn't do it.
I bet you I
could.
That hard of a dance.
No.
It's not the most great, but I'd be able to do it. He's not the most technically inclined.
Challenge.
Right. Yeah, let's.
We having a dance off.
That's right. Let's do it. I'm down for sure.
I need to be surrounded by dancers.
Shout outs to Venus Williams because she did it too. And you should never apologize unless you mean it from the bottom of your heart. And AB, Antonio Brown, I'm telling y'all, he is sincere. AB, who was dealing with assault allegations and was cut from the Pats after going on social media to go after one of the accusers, he went to Instagram yesterday to apologize to Patriots owner Robert Kraft. And here's what he said. He said, "Mr. Kraft, I apologize sincerely to you and your organization. All I wanted to be was an asset to the organization. Sorry for the bad media and drama. Thank you sincerely, AB." I believe him. I've been very tough on AB, but I believe him. I think
I wanted to be, really? If that's all you wanted to be, you would have stayed out of the
drama. Admitting he went about it the wrong way. I feel him. I say give him a chance.
Bring him back.
Wow.
I don't think they should have let him go.
Any
but
girls
that's
listening,
just me.
Leroy's available. He'll take you back when he catches you banging some other dude. You're like, "Oh, I just want to be your girlfriend. I'm sorry. It just fell into my mouth."
Nah, I think I really believe him, man. I felt him on that one. Big game tonight, Celtics Clippers at 10, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So some kids in New Jersey spreading kindness in a different way. Sebastian Nativo at the St. John the Apostle School was inspired by his experience volunteering with Be the Change New Jersey. So he decided to start a kindness club at the school. It has about 50 students, and so far the students have made thank you cards for veterans, are currently working on stuffing stockings for a local children's hospital, and also helping out at local food pantries. They say it's a simple reminder for students and others to pay it forward. That's your good news, and this report made hot by the Boston Bruins. Give the gift of black and gold with Black Friday deals at the new Pro Shop powered by 47 Brand. Visit bostonbruins.com/ProShop.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.